are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone appointing a new auditor following the resignation of Deloitte Haskins and Sells gives a certain level of comfort to investors. Generally, auditor resignations see negative stock reactions, but it being replaced with a reputed auditor gives some comfort, according to a report by investment bank and financial services firm Jefferies. The Adani Group company on Saturday announced the appointment of MSKA & Associates as statutory auditor. The new auditor is an independent member firm of BDO International and also audits a number of Nifty 50 firms, including HDFC Bank. BDO International is considered among the top six auditors globally, compared to Deloitte, which is considered among the top four, the note said. Moving on, Vodafone Idea on Monday said that it has received a communication from a promoter group entity confirming that in the event of any fund requirement for meeting its impending payment obligations by the company, it shall provide direct or indirect financial support to the extent of Rs 2,000 crore. The promoter, which is expected to be Aditya Birla Group, is likely to help Vodafone Idea meet the impending payment obligations, such as the annual installment for 5G spectrum, worth Rs 1,680 crore, for which the company has sought a 30-day grace period from the Department of Telecommunications. The telco, which announced its April-June earnings, reported a net loss of Rs 7,840 crore, which is higher than Rs 6,419 crore in the preceding quarter. The losses widened owing to increase in finance cost, which includes interest and charges on borrowings. Now, a news related to export. India's merchandise exports declined for the sixth straight month in July, with outbound shipments down 15.9% on year, $32.25 billion. The decline in imports in July was even steeper at 17% on year, to $52.92 billion. In the April-July period, exports were down 14.5% to $136.22 billion, while imports were down 13.79% to $213.2 billion. A big part of the export decline, government officials said, was due to the year-on-year fall in international prices of crude. In July of 2022, Brent crude prices were over $110 a barrel, while in the same month this year it stood at $80 a barrel. The impact of the fall was visible in both export and import figures for July. Apart from commodity prices, another reason for year-on-year decline seen in monthly export data is the high base of last year. In a separate development, in what could bring cheers to over 1.5 million bank employees ahead of the 2024 general elections, the centre will likely approve 5-day working week for them by December. Currently, both public sector and private sector banks work on the first and third Saturdays of a month. After approval of the proposed changes, the government will notify all Saturdays as holidays under Section 25 of the Negotiable Instruments Act. After prolonged negotiations between the apex body Indian Banks Association and employee unions, the IBA approved their proposal last month to make all Saturdays a holiday for bank staff. The IBA has sent the proposal to the Finance Ministry for consideration. In another development, at a time when semiconductor giants such as Micron are making the headlines in India, India's fabless startups are quietly building a resilient supply chain system for the country's growing domestic automobile and electronics industry's chip demand. At the bottom of the supply chain system, there are companies which build in-house intellectual properties like Incore Semiconductors, a Chennai-based startup. At the next level are companies that aggregate the IPs into what is called a SOCs. SOC companies generally source IPs from various players, connect them into a combination that addresses a particular feature or a problem or a particular application, said Neil Gala, CTO, Incore. Now, a news related to mobile phones. To curb the menace of fake SIM cards and financial frauds, Communication and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw Thursday announced new norms for SIM card sellers that will make biometric verification as well as registration with telcos mandatory for them. As per the rules, if SIM card sellers violate the rules and are involved in selling cards fraudulently, they will be prosecuted criminally as well as face a penalty to the tune of Rs 10 lakh. Lastly, Indian refiners have bought over half of the oil exported by Russia so far in the current fiscal year, vying with firms from a handful of other countries that remain keen to buy the heavy sour oil despite the Western sanctions. According to energy cargo tracker Vortexa, till mid-August this fiscal, India imported 1.77 million barrels per day MBPD of the total 3.53 MBPD of oil Russia exported, thanks to the deep discounts. The next big chunk of 1.38 MBPD, or 39% of the total, went to China. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.